From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, in Iraq, the U.S.-led coalition forces lose an important partner. First, the lead, President Bush, at a news conference in Washington today, asserted he's making progress persuading Americans that Social Security is in crisis and we need to do something. He also talked about Iraq and the man he today nominated to lead the World Bank, his often controversial Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz.
He's a compassionate, decent man who will do a fine job in the World Bank.
NPR's senior Washington editor Ron Elving joins us from Washington to discuss what the president said in his news conference. Ron, despite Mr. Bush's warm endorsement of Paul Wolfowitz, this nomination is, well, it's going to be controversial, don't you think?
Absolutely. We've already heard from some of the people in Europe about how they feel about it. The German development minister, the French foreign minister, both decidedly underwhelmed with the prospect of Mr. Wolfowitz heading the bank. But I think they both realize traditionally the World Bank president has been chosen by the United States, even as the director of the International Monetary Fund has traditionally been chosen by the Europeans. So unless they're ready to upset that, I suspect Mr. Wolfowitz will take office.
You know, the president also nominated John Bolton recently. This is a man who's been very critical of the UN. He's going to be the next U.S. ambassador to the UN. How about the president nominating these figures that he knows are going to bring some opposition?
Well, the president has many constituencies, and among them are the Europeans that he has to deal with and the United Nations and people in the Middle East. But he also has the constituencies back here in the United States of his own party, of the people who voted for him, and of the people who share his views on all of these international questions. And many of those people greatly admire John Bolton and think he's a truth teller about the United Nations. And so they're very happy with his appointment. And I suspect that all those who support the war in Iraq and what the United States has done there in the last 2 years and feel vindicated by the recent elections there and feel triumphant about how things are going, all those people will very much applaud a good post for Paul Wolfowitz.
On to domestic issues. The president touched on Social Security, his intentions to change that system. He stressed that he wants a permanent solution, but that he's looking to members of Congress to define what that solution is.
I'm looking forward to people bringing ideas forward. It's how the process works. And I'm confident we'll get something done. See, the American people want something done. They don't like partisan politics. They don't like people saying, I'm not going to accept so-and-so's idea because it happens to come from a particular political party. What they want is people coming together to solve this problem.
Ron, people going to come together to solve this problem? Or agree that there is a problem?
I think there's general agreement that there is a problem. There is not agreement about whether it's an immediate crisis. There is not agreement about whether or not it can be solved by the means the president has been talking about. The president himself said this morning that private accounts would not solve the issue, which is, of course, something that we've all known. But the president usually doesn't say that. And today he came right out and said that's not a full solution to the problem. It just makes the solution to the problem more attractive to the individual worker. So I suppose you could characterize it to some degree as a salve to the benefit cuts or the tax increases that may be coming.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, I'll just note that the president also touched on the idea of whether or not he's going to put out his ideas for Social Security. He said he had in the inaugural address, but there were still questions about, we want more from you.
He said that he had named a bunch of options, that he had put out a number of ideas, but it's not clear which ones of those he's going to put his muscle behind, and it's not clear how they're going to make up the funding gap.
Ron Elving, thanks very much, Ron.
Thank you, Alex.